Praised be Jesus and Mary. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. We all hope that our faith in our Lord will give us one day eternal life, a life that never ends. And this eternal life that we hope for will be not only an end of sin and all of its consequences, so no more suffering, no more death, but eternal life will be an end of time itself. It will not be simply an indefinite extension of time, but it'll be an end of time itself. And on this aspect of eternity, of this life eternal that we hope for, Pope Benedict XVI gave us a beautiful reflection, and we'll just look at that today. It's one of the best ones that I've read. In an encyclical that he wrote on hope, Saved by Hope, he poses and answers the question of, well, what is this eternal life? It's a bit of German existential theology, but profoundly enlightening. Maybe not all of these are questions that we ask ourselves, but nonetheless, answers to these questions are still good for a deeper knowledge of our faith. So, quoting Pope Benedict, the question arises when we consider eternal life, do we really want this, to live eternally? Perhaps many people reject the faith today simply because they do not find the prospect of eternal life attractive. To continue living forever, endlessly, appears more like a curse than a gift. Death, admittedly, one would wish to postpone for as long as possible, but to live always without end, this, all things considered, can only be monotonous and ultimately unbearable. So again, the question of, so to speak, modern man who doesn't understand eternity correctly, but sees it only as a life, an earthly life without end. And what we're trying to underline here is that the point that, well, no, eternal life won't be just time without end. It'll be an end of time, a going outside of the bounds and limits of time. So the Pope goes on, obviously, there is a contradiction in our attitude, which points to an inner contradiction in our very existence. Because on the one hand, we do not want to die, and above all, those who love us do not want us to die. Yet on the other hand, neither do we want to continue living indefinitely, nor was the earth created with that in view. So what do we really want? Our paradoxical attitude gives rise to a deeper question. What in fact is life? And what does eternity really mean? There are moments when it suddenly seems clear to us, yes, this is what true life is. This is what it should be like. Besides, what we call life in our everyday language is not real life at all. In some way, we want life itself, true life, untouched even by death. Yet at the same time, we do not know the thing towards which we feel driven. We cannot stop reaching out for it, and yet we know that all we can experience or accomplish is not what we yearn for. Eternal life, this freedom from the burdens of time, is something that goes beyond our experience and our imagination. St. Paul says, reminds us, eye has not seen, ear has not heard. It's not even entered into the heart of man. All we know of life, this life on earth, which isn't real life at all, is how to have it in fragmented pieces, a little bit at a time, pieces that constantly escape us, elude us, fall back into the past. We don't know, we haven't experienced, and therefore we can't imagine what it is to have life, to possess it in its totality. Yet we desire it. We yearn for it. The Pope goes on, this unknown thing is the true hope which drives us. The term eternal life is intended to give a name to this unknown because it's unexperienced. Inevitably, it is an inadequate term that creates confusion. Eternal, in fact, suggests to us the idea of something interminable, and this frightens us. Life makes us think of the life that we know and love and do not want to lose, even though very often it brings about more toil than satisfaction, so that while on one hand we desire it, and on the other hand we do not want it. To imagine ourselves outside the temporality that imprisons us, and in some way to sense that eternity is not an unending succession of days in the calendar, but something more like the supreme moment of satisfaction in which totality embraces us and we embrace totality, this we can only attempt. Here we end with Pope Benedict's quote, summarizing everything and concluding this literal reflection. Eternal life will be the possession of life as God possesses it, we can say in a way. When we have it, life will no longer escape us at every moment into a past that can never return, as happens on earth. We will simply possess it all at once. We won't feel that interior contradiction that we do on earth when at the same time we desire to have maybe our childhood back again, but we don't want to relinquish the present. We want to have back the people that we've lost in the past, but we don't want to lose the relationships we have now, nor do we want to give up the promising future that lays ahead of us. When we have eternal life, we will possess all of this at once. Because just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to the Son the possession of life in himself, and we, in Christ, will share this possession of eternal life. We too will possess it, and we will never be able to lose it, and that's what makes it eternal. Praised be Jesus and Mary.